It is time once again on Robin Hood Radio and RobinHoodRadio.com for Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Hello, Arthur.
Hello. I'm a little exhausted, but usually, let me start by saying, I did, you know, people say, oh, you were on the keto diet. Didn't you just gain back all the weight immediately when you went off? And the answer is no. When I went off, I gradually incorporated more carbohydrates. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I just, you know, only recently discovered, even though keto is the is the most popular diet in America, says the authorities on this, a lot of people don't know what it is. And what it is you're eliminating as much as you can carbohydrates from your diet, so that your body, instead of using those carbohydrates as energy, which it does, sugar, starch, it uses your body fat as energy. It starts metabolizing your body fat, and you lose. Now, I must tell you that in the days when I actually measured this, I never really got into what is called ketosis. However, I did lose weight. So I don't bother with measuring my urine, and don't ask. But as long as I've kept my carbohydrates to 20, I try for 20 a day, which is almost nothing. But I'm not unhappy if I get up to 50, but certainly I don't exceed 50. And the only carbohydrates that I allow myself are those from fruit and vegetables. No pasta, no bread, no rice, potatoes, even though beans are very healthy and strong on the protein too, no beans, and no vegetables that grow underground, because they are either tubers, such as potatoes, or roots, such as carrots. But you can eat on the keto diet anything that grows above ground. By the way, even onions. Although I cannot cook without onions, I try to keep them to a minimum when I'm doing the diet. So those are the parameters. Now, given all that, you're supposed to be eating 75% of your calories from fat. That's good fat if you can get it. Olive oil. People are very big on avocado oil on this diet. By the way, avocados are excellent on the keto diet. If you love avocados, this is a good diet for you. Avocados, I've lost myself here, but avocados obviously are very high in fat. And if you were on a calorie restricted diet, you wouldn't be eating a lot of avocado, but on this diet, you can go silly with avocado. But to get me going on the diet, and today is day four for me, I bought three incredible steaks at Costco, where they do have good meat. But these steaks looked good and they tasted great. And I ate the first day on keto. I just had a steak with a salad. By the way, oil, vinegar, no problem. I wouldn't use gloppy salads that often have starch in them. But I do make my own ranch dressing with no carbohydrates, mayonnaise, sour cream, and buttermilk, to which I put a lot of herbs and garlic. Anyway, those are all allowable. And so I always try to go, for the first few days anyway, with highly caloric foods that I otherwise wouldn't indulge in, but are okay on the keto diet, hence the steak, hence the ranch dressing. And then your vegetables. I thought this is a good motto if you're on the keto diet. Use your vegetables as a vehicle to fat. What do I mean? Creamed spinach. Bob had some dental work done the other day. Besides being on keto, he couldn't really chew. So I made a cream of mushroom soup. Very indulgent. I sauteed the I ground up the mushrooms pretty much in the food processor. Made very finely chopped. Put them in a pot with a good amount of butter. It was 24 ounces of mushrooms, and 4 tablespoons of butter, salt, pepper, nutmeg, a good amount of nutmeg. And I sauteed the mushrooms until they gave off their liquid. I added 2 cups of chicken broth that I had in the freezer, defrosted it, of course, and let that simmer for 10 minutes, and then added cream. No thickening. It didn't need thickening. It was so delicious. Of course, it was good broth, great mushrooms, butter, cream, salt. I mean, really, simple, simple, simple. And it was good for somebody who just had dental work. Plus, mushrooms are filled with minerals and other good stuff, as well as fiber. So the one thing when you're on the keto diet that you have to keep in mind, because you're not eating a lot of fiber, unless you really are stuffing yourself, you may have some regularity problems. So it's not a bad idea to take some fiber supplement, either in pill form or the kind that dissolves in water. I don't mind drinking that stuff. A glass of that a day will keep you regular. But really, I like to do it totally naturally, eating vegetables. So here's one for you. Here's an indulgence. Well, asparagus right now are plentiful at peak season locally. And I've been getting great asparagus for reasonable price. And when you're on the keto diet, besides that the asparagus are full of fiber and filling, one days. Taught myself last time around with the keto diet, I taught myself how to make a quick blender hollandaise. It's nothing to do, but go look it up online. There are a million recipes. But hollandaise and asparagus, please. Very indulgent. Not so indulgent is asparagus with fried eggs. Now, I always think I need bread for this, but truthfully, you can take your asparagus and use it as a sort of bread, dunking it into the egg yolks of your fried eggs. And of course, you want to have lots of butter in this. I would fry the eggs in lots of butter because in this diet, fat is good. And then you can smush your asparagus around in the butter and the egg yolk. In the end, you can sort of finish the white stuff with a knife and fork. Other things that you can, cheese, I forgot to mention, but you can eat a good amount of cheese on this diet. And I often, for breakfast, just have cheese. And you can have cold cuts. And sometimes we do have ham, of mortadella, some mortadella, a little salami, you know, a plate of cold cuts with coleslaw. Coleslaw is your friend on this diet. It's cabbage, full of fiber, full of good antioxidants, and mayonnaise, good for your keto diet, brings up that fat content. Now, it's scary to say 75% of your calories should come from fat, but the fact is, fat has per gram has 9 calories, whereas carbohydrates and protein have 4. So you're already talking about more than double the amount of calories from fat as other food groups. And so in the end, you know, you don't need to have that vast quantity of fat that you think of. On the other hand, one of the reputations of the keto diet is that it's the bacon diet. And the fact is bacon, which I now cook in the oven, by the way, like what I do. Bacon is sort of the perfect fat on keto. It has some lean protein there, but most of the calories are coming from fat. Pair that off with some scrambled eggs. I'm in heaven, actually. So the thing about bacon is it's a mess. And I've sort of, you know, I like cooking, but don't like cleaning up so much. So I've now taken to cooking my bacon in the oven. Put the slices of bacon on a rack, on a baking sheet. Sort of don't mind not putting foil on the baking sheet because, you know, bacon fat gets underneath the foil in the end anyway. So I have to clean the whole thing anyway. So I put the bacon on there and I put it in the cold oven and set the oven for 400 degrees. And depending on how long it takes your oven to get to 400 degrees, usually just a few minutes after it has gotten to 400 degrees, it's cooked. I like crisp bacon. So I look at the bacon, depends on the bacon, by the way, too. The thicker the slice, the longer it takes. And I look at the bacon and check it out. I mean, Bob sort of likes it flexible, whereas I like it stiff. So I've got to pull out his share of the bacon. But we don't do. Are you a bacon person, Marshall? Well, maybe not. I now can buy. Here's one of the things that they have at the steakhouse, Peter Luger, old Brooklyn institution. I think between us, I think it's better days. But they do have great bacon, and that's an appetizer, Peter Luger. And you order it with the tomatoes, which are ridiculously overpriced and very good because they're those hard, I don't know, slicing tomatoes, they call them. In any case, we used to order that, not anymore. Now you can buy Peter Luger bacon and Peter Luger's bacon in the supermarket. It's thick cut. It's expensive. I bought a package the other day for $10, five slices of bacon, $2 a slice. But of course, if you bought it at Peter Luger, it's probably up to at least $5 a slice now. This is the kind of bacon, I don't do this, but this is the kind of bacon you want to caramelize in the oven. People put some brown sugar on their bacon or maple syrup or whatever and make sweet bacon, not my thing, but the Peter Luger bacon is a product to do it with. What else about cheese that I should import? Oh, I spend, I like to cook. And with all the protein, mostly it's like today, we're going to have a Caesar salad without the croutons and some grilled, chicken thighs. And so with the protein, I concentrate on the vegetables for the cooking part. Do cooking. Vegetable soup is always good, by the way. Even on keto, you can make a very good vegetable soup just using, you only you cheat a little bit and use onions to start it off, but then and a little bit of carrot too. But in the end, it's a low carb product. If you don't put in the beans, if you don't put in potato, I use a lot of cabbage, string beans. Zucchini is a great vegetable on keto because it's nothing. It's basically water. And I make it, I grill it, and then marinate it in olive oil with a little bit of vinegar, garlic, mint. Fry it. That's not breaded and fried. Discs of zucchini and olive oil with garlic, delicious. I whatever vegetable you're going to make, think about what fat you combine it with, so that you have something really delicious and filling. Now, after a few days of eating this way, you are going to reduce your appetite, and what you need to cut back on is the protein part, not the fat and vegetable part, but the protein part. You're eating 8 ounce hamburger, make it a 6 ounce hamburger. If you're eating a steak, eat a half a steak. But it's going to take a few days, if not a week or so, before you feel like you aren't that hungry anymore. So dessert, it's always an issue on keto because sugar, of course, is your enemy. And what's dessert without a little sweetness? Well, some fruits are acceptable on the keto diet. Chief among them is strawberries, which also, by the way, are high in fiber given their low calorie count. And remember, you want to keep up your fiber. Strawberries, one. Raspberries, two. Watermelon, three. Now everybody's, watermelon's all sugar. Well, it's really sweet, nice, and satisfies at the end of a meal, but in fact, it's not all sugar, it's all water. And, nice slice of watermelon is very satisfying. I said raspberries, strawberries, what cantaloupe. And the cantaloupes are going to start to get good now. I get very upset at the end of the season when I'm on keto because cantaloupe really is your friend. You can have a quarter of a cantaloupe. It's fine. After the avocados count as a fruit, they are high fat fruit. Many fruits are fatty. No grapes, no cherries. In fact, I want to say one of the indulgences that Bob and I had was we, while we were not on keto, we were eating a lot of grapes, fooling ourselves into thinking, oh, it's fruit. How bad could it be? Well, it's sugar. Basically, the little sugar bomb. So they're not so good if you're trying to lose weight by reducing your carbohydrates. What else? Tomatoes are a fruit, and they're excellent on the keto diet. In fact, I'm going to make some again today. I bought a whole flat of greenhouse tomatoes, Canada. Now, I've been not buying Canadian tomatoes. I realize they're all grown in greenhouses. But I did buy some Maine tomatoes recently. And I said, well, these are good. Maybe Canada's not so bad. And these were a whole flat, cost me nothing. But how many tomatoes can we eat? Well, I'm baking tomatoes again. I haven't done this in a while. These tomatoes are not the greatest, but if you bake them, roast them, whatever you want to call it, oven dry them, say on menus, they get concentrated and really delicious. Now, this is this thing I like to cut up and put on pasta, but I'm now just eating them for their own sake. Cut the tomatoes in half through the equator, meaning across, not through the stem and end. Put them in a baking dish. Of course, light up. Excuse me. Salt and pepper them. And then I used oregano. I didn't have basil to chop up. Or I like oregano, you know, always handy dried oregano. So I put big pinches of dried oregano on each tomato, rubbed it in a little bit so it stopped. And then on each tomato half, I poured a generous teaspoon of olive oil, and I put them in a 350-degree oven. I think I didn't really time it, which I should have, so I could tell you, but I think it took almost 2 hours to get 350 to get to where I wanted them. It was totally collapsed. Any liquid that came out of them and into my pan had evaporated. And some of them had even gotten a little charred. I like that. I like the char part, blackened part. Don't let them get too black, but a little bit goes a long way. That's it. Now, years ago when I made these, I used to put garlic on too. And you can mince up a lot of garlic and stuff it in the cavity of the tomato, but it's sort of not necessary. I really like the plain, simple taste of a really good tomato. And these were not really good, but they were good. And they were really good after I baked them. What else can I tell you? Vegetables. What vegetable? So during keto, I mean, during COVID, while I was on keto, I rediscovered endive, or endive, if you want to. Belgian endive. It's expensive, I know, but worth it and versatile. So, because I could eat it as a salad, I slice it in rings across it with really good oil and vinegar. That's fine by me, or even just oil and lemon juice. That's also fine by me. And I also bake them. I split them in half a long way, arrange them in a baking dish. They can be close together, they don't have to be apart. Drizzle them with good olive oil. Again, about a teaspoon or so per half of an endive. Letting some of the oil, as I do with everything, letting some of the oil drizzle into the bottom of the pan, salt and pepper. And I put these in a 400-degree oven, and they take close to an hour. They will totally collapse, and I think they get sweet. Now, endive, when it's raw, can be a little bit bitter, but let me tell you that if you shop for it well, it won't be bitter. Bitter ones are the really bitter ones, the ones that have been exposed to light, and they will, the tips will be green, maybe even the outside leaves will be green. Do not buy those. You want a blanched looking head of endive. They are grown in the dark so that they don't have any color. They don't go through photosynthesis. And in fact, when they start going through photosynthesis, they get green, they're exposed to light, they do get more bitter. So I love making, and these are very keto. I mean, you're allowed to eat any green you want in any quantity you want. Lettuce, cabbage. I made a lot of red cabbage when I was on this diet too. I haven't just thought about that now. I always am making cabbage itself. And this came up just yesterday with my young friend Shayna, who said she didn't have time to cook cabbage. I said, well, you don't have time to cook cabbage the way your mother cooks it. Her mother cooks it, as I do sometimes too, a long time, until in butter, so that the cabbage gets caramelized. I mean, this is old Hungarian cooking. That caramelized cabbage can be mixed with noodles, you can eat it for stone's sake, anyway. But you can cook cabbage in a bit of butter or a lot of butter for only 15 or 20 minutes, and it's still very delicious. Different. It still has that fresh green taste. You really can pull it out of the pot. Now, for cabbage, I always slice it up and then rinse it in the colander, draining it well. And then whatever water is still clinging to the cabbage is what it cooks in. At some point, you may want to take the cover off the pot, let the moisture cook down a little bit. But because cabbage gives off a lot of moisture itself. I'm going to write an encyclopedia of vegetables. I really did develop a repertoire over, it was almost 2 years that we were eating like this. Of course, I will miss pasta. Of course, I will miss sandwiches. I didn't realize how much I love sandwiches. Well, I couldn't have any. But Bob pointed out the other day, we can still go to Moe's for pastrami and brisket because we just don't have the bread. So I'll eye the bread, but I'll eat the pastrami for its own sake. Can't even have a knish.
You know, getting back to bacon, Arthur.
Bacon.
I saw something on TikTok that actually works.
What's that?
If you like bacon, you can put your pan on medium-low heat, put water in it, put the bacon in it, and it will cook dry. It will cook the pan dry, and the bacon will be done.
Yeah, I'm still going to mess up the top of my stove. I really do like the oven method these days. I don't have to do anything except put it out on the pan. No, really, the cleaning is my issue. You know, the other day somebody said, oh, you know, why don't you cook your bacon in the microwave? And then I have to clean the microwave.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you do it between pieces of paper towel, as they tell you to, it's still greasy. I like fat, but I don't like grease. So anyway, so what, keto. I can't believe that I'm back on this diet because I made so much fun of it years ago. It does work to deflate you in a reasonable amount of time.
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of great Italian recipes where you make a lot of vegetables and then you put tomato sauce in and stuff like that. That's also spurred me.
Well, one of them is something I do make a lot of. It's called cianfrocca. Cianfrocca is the Neapolitan word for this, but there are other words around Italy. And it's zucchini, eggplant, tomato, onion. That's all you really need. But you could, I mean, some cianfrocca has potatoes in it, but if you're on this diet, you're not going to put it in. You know, it's sort of Italian ratatouille is what it really amounts to. All the Mediterranean countries have some sort of vegetable combination, stewed vegetables. Remember, people can live on vegetables. You don't need to have the protein part. You get plenty of, but then again, you should be eating whole grains and legumes, which I'm not. I did eat a lot of, I got my legume thing out of my system before we went back on keto. We had pasta and lentils a few times. We had, oh, I love pasta and chickpeas. We had that a couple times. I was putting beans in my chili. Oh, by the way, for keto purposes, I made a big pot of chili. I'm going to say my famous chili. People have actually asked me now for my recipe for the chili powder. I make my own chili powder. But anyway, I made this big pot of chili. Normally, I would put some beans in it, but not for keto. But you can have a big bowl of chili with sour cream and salsa if you want, like, chopped tomatoes, jalapeno, whatever. That's totally allowed on the diet. And I must say that a bowl of chili with sour cream on top. Oh, chopped scallions, that's another one. Oh, here's something. I just bought cucumbers to make Polish style cucumbers in sour cream with dill. I wondered if you did your Hungarian grandmother ever make anything like that?
Yeah.
I bet she did. So there we go. Arthur's back, not eating pasta.
Now, can you eat corn tortillas on a keto
No,
diet?
no, no. No corn, no tortillas, all carbs. Forget about it. I don't even eat them when I'm not on a low carb diet. This is something, a pet peeve of mine. Some Mexican, I have Mexican friends. I'll have to ask. I never think to ask, but they're not going to be insulted if I say, why do you put two tacos, I mean, two tortillas on a taco? And of course, the answer is because it's messy. And the second tortilla prevents the first tortilla from breaking through and making a total mess. But it's not enough of a reason for me to eat double tortillas. Yeah. And I don't like burritos either. That's like one big carbohydrate bomb. In fact, if I go to a Mexican restaurant, there's very little I can eat on this diet. On the other hand, you can go to a Chinese restaurant and get a lot of things, seafood with vegetables. The only thing you have to be aware of is all the cornstarch and the sauces. But I get most stuff at the Chinese restaurant. That's totally keto. I get spare ribs. They have a little glaze on them, but it's not terrible. Well, it depends on the Chinese restaurant. But there are always a lot of, they may be salty, which is not so necessarily good. Oh, you should drink a lot of water. You really need to flush yourself. Okay.
All right. Well, that's the
Yeah,
keto.
I haven't weighed myself, so I can't report on a weight loss, but I'll tell you next week if my pants are falling down.
All right. Keto and Arthur back together again.
Yeah, stay healthy.
You too, Arthur.
Bye-bye.